Hey, y'all. Welcome to episode one of the Short-Term Shop Poconos Short-Term Rental Podcast. A lot of you have been waiting for this for a while, and I apologize that it took so long, but we were waiting for the right agent, and we finally found him. And so I'm really excited to introduce Tristan Hunt to y'all, the Short-Term Shop Poconos agent. Tristan, you want to say hello?
Yeah. Hi, everybody. My name's Tristan Hunt. I am a short-term rental specific real estate agent in the Poconos. And then also I operate 15 short-term rentals. So very well-versed in the space.
Very experienced. Love that. We love experience. So we'll just dive right in. We don't want to waste anybody's time. I'm going to ask you these questions as if I have no idea, because our listeners may not. They might be some New Yorkers who went to the Poconos one time or haven't ever been. And anyway, so what are the Poconos and where are they?
Yeah, so the Pocono Mountains is located in Pennsylvania, it's in the middle of Pennsylvania on the eastern side. I would say it's an hour north or an hour and a half north of Philadelphia. Very popular market. I read a statistic that said over 50% of all revenue produced of Airbnbs in Pennsylvania came from the Pocono Mountains. Very large market. A lot of people are going there. I would say because it's perfectly centralized in between a lot of very dense populated areas like Philadelphia. It's only an hour and a half away. New York City, it's about an hour and a half to 2 hour drive. You see a lot of your target market or your guests driving in. I would say 70-75% of all guests are driving into this location from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, and New York as a whole. It's a very popular area in the Northeast in the United States.
Gotcha. It's a get out of the city, get out of some really big cities destination. So a lot of New Yorkers, Philadelphia folks, New Jersey. A lot of people in New Jersey. You know, I never met a Jersey girl that I did not get along famously with. Not completely unrelated. So, all right. So we got, it's a weekend market mostly. And we've got people coming in from the big cities, get out of the city, get out, get some fresh air in the woods. So you said it's in eastern Pennsylvania. Like, how wide of an area does this cover? So when somebody's like, I think I'm going to go to the Poconos, Is it like a small geographical area or a large one?
It's a large one. So within the Pocono Mountains, it obviously like central into it is like Mount Pocono, but you have a lot of submarkets. It's a very wide range in just geographically in the area. And it's not like there's just one submarket that works. It really depends on what attraction you're going to. You got the East Strasburg, Tobyhanna, Lake Harmony, Mount Pocono, Pocono Pines, Bushkill Falls. Like, there's so many amenities and attractions in this location in Pennsylvania that people are just coming to year round.
Okay, so it is a year round market, you would say?
Yes, year round market. It basically has two peak seasons. So obviously being a mountain market, it's very known for skiing, just a lot. There's a bunch of ski resorts. I'd say there's 6 to 7 ski resorts that are fairly popular. And it also has, so that's the ski time, which so would be from like December to February, or maybe like into early March. And then you have like your downtimes a little bit. Mainly it's March and September, your low months. But then you have another peak season in the summer. And each season attracts a different avatar, or a guest avatar, I would say. So during your ski time, basically in that market, or rather the time of the year, you'll get a lot of groups that are coming to ski. And now it really depends on what's the size of your home? How many people do you sleep? Because you could have like a smaller like condo or a 3-bedroom that you know, can host around like a smaller group, maybe like a family or two. There's homes in the Poconos that are like 7 to 8 bedrooms that sleep 20 to 25 people. And I see it all the time. I'm in like a bunch of Facebook groups and people will say, hey, I'm looking for like this week, a home near, you know, like this destination and, or this attraction, and I need to sleep 20 people. And it really depends on kind of where you're located to where you'll draw that higher demand. So that's the winter time. And now you're getting into the summertime where a lot of beautiful lakes, a lot of nature, a lot of hiking. Remember, like a lot of these people that are coming here are, you know, people that are in the city and they want to get away from the city and they just want to enjoy nature. So a lot of lakes, a lot of hiking in the summer, a lot of bachelor and bachelorette parties. I've actually had my bachelor party here, right on Lake Harmony. So, and then, yeah. And then there's consistent demand. Like you'll usually never have an issue getting, you know, a weekend stay, even if it's in like slower time.
Okay. That's good to know. So the areas closer to the ski resorts will be busier in the winter and the areas closer to the lake resorts will be busier in the summer. Is that fair to say?
Yes. That is fair to say. And the big thing too with picking your investment and what home do you want to not only maybe like stay in, but also like where do you want to invest? It needs to be near some of these areas. Like you can't just pick an area it's going to be 40 to 45 minutes away from all these attractions, because it's going to show up in your revenue and you're not going to get booked and you're going to be wondering why. It's because the Pocono Mountains relies short-term rentals. This is one of those markets where short people have been coming here way before Airbnb, way before all these big platforms, for about 50 plus years. And they've been going on vacation to ski resorts. They have a couple water parks in the area too. So maybe it's not like, you know, you're going there in the winter and you're like, well, I want to go in warm water. They have multiple indoor water parks there that are, you know, Kalahari, Camelback, Aquatopia, Great Wolf Lodge. Like these
I hate a Great Wolf Lodge. We took our kids in outside Atlanta and it was the grossest place I've ever been, but people love it. It was packed. So it's a reason, you know, for your guests, it's something for your guests to do, but I personally will never again. I'm traumatized, but sorry, go ahead.
You have options though, so don't worry. So the one that's the most popular is Kalahari. It's absolutely massive. But again, like there's so many things to do in these areas. Again, like the lakes are a huge attraction. So if you can get closer to a lake, especially Lake Harmony is like your premium, you know, where you see like a lot of like higher revenue. If you can get closer to like Lake Harmony, they got Lake Naomi, Lake Wallenpaupack. Like there are so many areas within this large market. But there's multiple submarkets and you kind of find yourself only competing with the submarkets rather than the whole market. It's kind of similar to Smokies in that sense. Plenty to do year round. People are coming here without short-term rentals. The local economy would hurt. So, and that's what's good when you're investing into a short-term rental market, because there's always talk about regulations and like, what if they outlaw short-term rentals? I obviously can't make any promises, but I do not see that happening in the Poconos, just because the local economy depends so much on short-term rentals coming in. And, you know, they depend on that circulation of money.
Love that. So what you're saying is you want to make sure that location is really important. So don't buy something too far out because you're in love with the house and try to make your house the destination. You want it to be close enough that people can come there and do what they came to do. That's what you're saying.
Exactly. And the big part too is you don't want to just have a home that's just for one season. Right. Because, OK, like you'll do great. And if you have a home that's basically built for just ski groups, like that's awesome. Like you'll have a great peak season. But if you're not kind of tailoring things or like making sure that it fits a wider range of guests for that summertime, you're only going to have a really good, you're only benefit from one peak season rather than two. So I would say keep that in mind too. Like, again, the more centralized something can be, the better. Like for the Poconos, for example, like you got a bunch of New Yorkers, you got a bunch of people in Philadelphia, New Jersey, and they don't want to fly somewhere. So they're like, okay, like what can we do? And again, Poconos is centrally located. It's the same thing when you're buying a home within the Poconos. You want something centrally located. However, the closer you can get to certain, like obviously, like if you're a lakefront home, that's premium. Like there's only so many lakefront homes. If you can get right next to a, you know, ski resort, that is beneficial, but not in the sense you don't want your other seasons to not do well based on that. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. So let's talk about lakes for a minute. So in a number of good short-term rental markets that have lakes, something will be up with the lake to where you can't actually own on the lake. Like it's owned or run by the Army Corps of Engineers. Can you actually buy lakefront in the Poconos?
Yes, you can buy lakefront in the Poconos within certain communities, or some you can, some you can't, but it is common to buy lakefront. However, since it's lakefront, there's only so many homes that are on the lake, which means it's scarce, which means there's not a lot of homes for sale lakefront. So when they do go for sale, they usually don't last too long unless it's just extremely overpriced. So it is, you know, scarce in supply, which in turn make it high in demand. But yes, you can buy a home on the lake. And again, the more people that it could sleep on the lake too, the better that is. Like there's some homes, like where you really see the revenue start jumping is when you start getting, because I know in some markets, when you go from like a 3-bedroom to a 4-bedroom, the revenue starts jumping. That's the same, very similar in this market. Like once you start getting into like that higher bedroom count, you really start to see the revenue jump up. And you can see that a lot with these lakefront homes as well. I mean, some are 3-bedrooms. There's some that are 8-bedroom lakefront homes that do extremely well in the Poconos, like $500,000 a year. Those come in small bunches. Like so when they go available, they usually do not last long. But yes, you can buy on the lake.
Okay. Very interesting. So anything else regarding location that we haven't covered? Maybe throw out a few, like, I don't want to say top five places you would recommend, because then I don't want people to anchor themselves to that if something really great pops up in another area that could also be good, but we didn't exactly say. But loosely, what are some, if I'm going to go cruise Zillow for some properties that might work right now, what would be some your top five townships to enter into?
Yeah, so and that's important too with the townships, because especially in the Poconos, like, yes, it's a very popular short-term rental market, but not every area allows short-term rentals. So it's always up to the township ordinance. And those, we usually determine them by green areas, which allow short-term rentals, yellow areas, which they allow short-term rentals, but it's very restricted. It's like, you know, there's more restrictions. And then red areas, which they're just not allowed short-term rentals. So really important to pay attention to those areas. But I would say top five, no order, you know, Quahog Township, like the Monroe Township area, that's very popular for short-term rentals. Usually a lot of these townships too, they require short-term rental license, safety inspections, things of that nature. And then like the areas around like Lake Harmony, Lake Naomi, East Strasburg is a good area for short-term rental investing. You know, Pocono Pines is good. As far as area-wise, again, like I said, it really depends on, you know, the green areas, the red areas. But it also depends on how good your design is, what's your pricing looking like. Like there's so many things that go into what's a good short-term rental. We were past the days of COVID where you could just throw a home on Airbnb and it doesn't make. It's more competitive now. Well, honestly, it's probably just went back to how it was before COVID. It's kind of normalized in a sense where your design has to be good. What amenities are you offering? How close are you location-wise to, you know, Camelback Mountain, Jack Frost Big Boulder Mountain, Blue Mountain, Shawnee, Ski Big Bear? You know, like these are multiple resorts, Kalahari, you know, Lake Harmony, Lake Naomi. These are areas where it's like, how close are you? What's separating you from these other homes, right? Like when I'm scrolling on Airbnb, what's going to catch my eye? Are you just another cabin in the woods? Or it's like, oh, wow, like I'm really offering like a guest experience. My pictures are great. You know, things like that. So yeah, like it kind of gave you like four, I would say, or four to five areas. Again, it's a large Bushkill Falls. It's basically like the Niagara Falls of, you know, Pennsylvania, a little smaller, but great for hiking. Yeah, these are all like you can get closer to these areas, I think you'll okay. do well. So
you mentioned cabin, which brings me to another question. In some mountain markets, like the Smokies, for example, I hate to compare like every mountain market to the Smokies, but that's the one I know the best. So I'm sorry, y'all. That's my frame of reference. So like the Smokies, it really needs to be an actual cabin in order to rent really well. Now, there are exceptions to that if it just happens to be a super cool property and it's not a cabin. But typically, in the Smokies, it needs to be a cabin. Is that true in the Poconos, or can it be more of, you know, a regular style house or other styles, or does it kind of need to be a cabin also?
Doesn't have to be a cabin. It can, you know, there's multiple, yeah. So there's multiple homes within the Poconos, like macro market and certain submarkets where it is just a normal home, larger usually, the ones that do well. But I mean, don't get me wrong. Like there's some areas like right near Lake Harmony, you'll see more cabins, but like when you're going to Poconos, it doesn't necessarily mean you're staying in just a cabin. Like you have options. Like there are other options in the area. Don't get me wrong. It'll have like the nature vibe, you know, your fire pit, you know, things like that where you'll be in nature. But if it's like a home that's just strictly made out of logs or, you know, just what would be deemed a cabin, it doesn't have to 100% be that.
Okay. That's pretty cool. I like that. That opens up options. All right. And we don't have to get too far in the weeds on this because we do have somebody from STR Insights coming on in a later episode to talk about revenue in this market. But I want to hear about sizes of properties that do well and kind of what you're looking at price-wise to get into this market, because I feel like price is typically the biggest limiter for people on whether they choose to get into a market or not.
Yeah. Yeah. 100%. And the price does range. Depending on location, depending on the bedroom count, you can likely buy a home that's very affordable, like, you know, like $400,000 to $450,000. Usually, I would say a good entry point is the 500K mark. Once you start getting above the 500K mark, homes can be a little more turnkey, a little bigger, like the 600 to 700 range. I mean, there's homes in this area that sell for $1 million. Some good deals, some not. Just depending on the bedroom count and the location. Good entry point, because there you'll go on, let's say hypothetically, someone goes on Zillow and they'll see that there's homes that are selling for $350,000 to $400,000. Doesn't mean they're necessarily bad homes, but I would say the most common entry point to say like, hey, like how much do I have to spend to get into this market? I think that $450,000 to $500,000 at least purchase price to get into the market.
Okay, so if I've got a $500,000 budget, I can come into the Poconos and probably find something.
Yes, correct. As long as you do the right things.
All right, so do we need to have crazy amenities here, like the fully immersive pickleball court, the putt-putt, the sauna, like the immersive decor? Do we have, of course, that can work anywhere, but Do we have to have that, or can we go a little more meat and potatoes, make sure we're cute, clean, and comfortable, but a nice place to stay and still do well?
Yes. Yes, I think you can. I think if you do go the cute, clean, stay route, I would recommend trying to get a bigger home. And there are homes in this market that have all the bells and whistles that do really well, but is it required? No, I don't believe so. But there are homes that have slides in the bedrooms, pickleball court, indoor pools. That's a really popular amenity, and there's not a lot of homes in the area that have it. It's probably about, in the whole market, 20 of them, and the revenue goes up a lot with those amenities. So you do see the return on investment, but to answer your question, it's not required. But you do need to have something that separates you if you do do that. But it doesn't have to be extremely expensive.
Okay, good to know. And is this somewhere that you have to have a hot tub to be on par with the rest of your competition, or can you go without?
Similar to the Smokies, it is that is like the staple amenity to have an outdoor hot tub. So I believe so. I think it's a good starting point. I think without one, you're kind of putting yourself behind.
Yeah, I think that's pretty easy to accomplish. All right. What about condos? Do condos work in this market, or does it need to be a single family?
They do, primarily right near the ski resorts. Any other location, not really. Like, it would have to be a single family, but you do have, like, right near the ski resorts. They have some condos there that people rent out as short-term rentals. So you can do that there, but anywhere else, like, location-wise, it would.
Okay. I'm trying to think what else. So, and this is a mountain area. How important are views? Is this somewhere you can get a nice view? Or is it more like you're up in the woods most of the time?
Yeah, I mean, there are homes with views, but I would say more times than not, it kind of is. You're just in the woods for the most part. It's like kind of how the homes are spaced out as well. So not 100% required. If you do have a nice, like, there are homes with nice views that is beneficial to have that, but a lot of the homes are mainly in the woods. Yeah.
Okay. That's good to know. So we don't need to be on the hunt for a property that has a view. I mean, if you can get one, great, but you can do fine without it.
Yes, correct.
Okay, great. What about four-wheel drive? Do we have a lot of steep driveways around here? Is that something we need to manage with our guests?
Yes. Yes. Very important, because especially in the winter time where it snows, and it's especially with your steep driveways, it's in the Poconos, it snows a lot. So really dialing in that procedure of like that SOP of, okay, when it snows, what do we do? Right? Like, are we on top of it? Are we making sure we're calling, we're in communication with our snowplow guy to kind of do the driveways, because the last thing you want is your guest arrives and the house isn't, or the driveway isn't plowed and it's kind of steep. You do not want to put yourself in a situation like that. So it is something to communicate with guests. And also when you're looking at homes too, as well, like kind of looking at the driveway, because just imagine that, like, maybe even if you're shopping in the summer, like, this whole driveway will eventually be covered with snow. But it's not like it's very uncommon. Like, if it were to snow in the south, like, they're, it's very well prepared for snow to come. But it is something to think about, just to be ready for and keeping track of the weather as it comes.
Okay. But so because it's up north and typically northern cities are prepared for these kinds of things because they deal with it all the time, all winter, it's not a situation where the entire world shuts down when it snows like it does.
No. Like, even like a few years ago when it snowed in Texas and the whole city, they shut down schools and everything. Yeah, it's not the same case in the north. It snows up here all the time. you know, usually snowfall. It kind of depends right around that early December, maybe late November. Even just recently, it just snowed. So, and when it does snow, that's when the ski season is about to start. So, but yeah, no, they're usually like on top of it. They're keeping track of it. They're doing the roads, putting salt down, very like immediately. But it is the responsibility of the homeowner to make sure that they're contracted with somebody to have their driveways done.
Awesome. I think that's a really important call out, because especially a lot of people who might be looking to diversify outside of the Smokies to a very similar market, which I feel like the Poconos is a very similar market to the Smokies. That's a big difference is snow stuff and managing snow. So that's a very important call out. Thank you for mentioning that. So here's another one. With the rise in popularity again in the last year of the short-term rental tax strategy, now that the Big Beautiful Bill brought back 100% bonus depreciation, we see a lot of new high-income earners who are investing who just want to short-term rent it the first year and then convert it to a long-term rental the second year. And because they don't want to self-manage it after the first year. And in a lot of vacation markets, that's not doable. Like here in Destin, you could never take a 5-bedroom short-term rental and then expect to get any kind of cash flowing amount for it to be a long-term rental. And that's the case for a lot of vacation markets. So because there's just nobody who lives here, or like in the Smokies, really, there's very few people who live there full-time that need long-term rentals, especially luxury ones, because short-term rentals, if they're nice enough to be a good short-term rental, that constitutes a luxury long-term rental to me. So in the Poconos, is that something you can do, or would you be better off, instead of trying to turn around and long-term rent it, just putting it with a traditional short-term rental property manager?
Yeah, I personally think you're better off just putting it with a property manager. And don't get me wrong, I see people try to do this. Like you can even go on Zillow right now and you can see some homes that are available for long-term rent. That, you know, but it looks like a short-term rental. Like it has, you know, the hot tub, it has a fire pit, it has a sauna, and they're just sitting, you know? So I think you really are better off if you were going to do that and just self-manage for that year one to get that benefit. I think this is a short-term rental market. That's the big thing. Like, again, it's the same thing. There's not a ton of people that are living in the Poconos full time. Like people are just coming here to short term rent. And I think if you buy a home that's built to be a short term rental, it's better off just keeping it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think that I had somebody recently reach out who she was a new investor, high income, wanted to do short term rental tax loopholes at the end of the year. And she said, well, I'm a long term rental investor. I've got plenty of long term. So what I want to do is buy a short-term rental in like a C or D class neighborhood, turn it into a short-term rental for the first year, and then convert it to long-term. And I'm like, you can't do successfully a short-term rental in a C or a D class neighborhood. You're going to get bad reviews if the neighborhood is not also nice. So you really do have to buy a different property for each asset class. In my opinion, when you try to start mixing asset classes like that, you're not going to do either one effectively. So that's not Pocono specific. That's just more general real estate investing, but thought I'd throw it out there for anybody listening who might want to go down that road. So I think that is pretty much it for my questions. Well, one more question. So what would you say is the biggest mistake that new investors make in the Poconos to avoid for our listeners so they don't make mistakes?
Yes. I would say buying something far away from the main attractions. Like if you're like 40 or 45 minutes away from everything, unless your home has all the bells and whistles, even then you're kind of just putting yourself at a disadvantage. So I would say location is important in the Pocono Mountains, not just even because being close to the attractions, but also township ordinance. Right? Like there's certain HOAs that are really short-term rental friendly. and they, you know, you're welcome with open arms. And there's other ones that don't even allow it. There's other ones that do allow it, but they're very strict. It's really important to know where you're investing and why you're investing there. So I would say the big thing is location. And then kind of going off of what I said earlier about you can't just buy a home as is unless it's like turnkey and just expect to start making money. Like it's got to put some, you know, it has to have some nice design. It has to have, you know, a little like amenities. It has to look good. It has to really be targeted at your target market, like your avatar who's coming to the Poconos. So I would, in that sense, I would start with the guest first who's coming here and work your way back, kind of reverse engineer it to set up your home that way. So location and presentation are extremely important in this market.
Got it. All right. Is there anything before we get to the end of the show, anything about why people buy in the Poconos and what people should buy and location and type of property that I haven't asked that you feel like our listeners should hear?
No, I think you hit on everything. Like I said, buying something near those attractions like the lakes and the multiple ski resorts. And you know, the more people that you could service, the more people that you could sleep, the better the home will do usually. Also while doing that though, it's important to, like I said, stay with those township ordinances, because there might be some occupancy restrictions on a home. Like you can't just buy a 3-bedroom and just want to sleep 16 people. So something to keep in mind with that as well. And that also goes hand in hand with, you know, your septic tank, which we'll discuss in a different episode. But like if your septic tank's only so big, it can only sleep so many people, that's in the ordinance and the inspections as well. So you can't sleep something bigger than that. But yeah, no, I think we touched on everything. Hey, it's a really, people are coming here. People are coming to the Poconos. Millions of people every single year are coming to the Poconos, driving in primarily, and they're you'll never see any demand go down in the Poconos at all. People are coming here. It's all about how you're going to separate yourself with your home, but you know, it's you make the right partnership and really get with a professional who knows the market inside and out, you'll be fine.
All right. Guys, if you are interested in buying a short-term rental in the Poconos and working with Tristan, you can email us at agents@theshorttermshop.com. Go to our website, theshorttermshop.com, and you can get a hold of us there. Follow us on social media at The Short Term Shop on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, all the above. And we'll get you in touch with Tristan and get you a property in the Poconos. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks, guys.
Thanks.